you miss Canty and Carlin?
Yes! Monday Night Football. Rams and the 49ers in just a little while on ESPN. Looking forward to it. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. By the way, we are ESPN app. By the way, we are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. This game tonight, I don't think it's going to determine ultimately what I think long term about the Rams in a positive way if they were to go and win this game.
Yeah.
But it will alter how I feel about them negatively if they get beat up pretty good. And granted, I sat here and told you before week one, their offensive line was a mess.
Yes.
And that if Brian Allen got hurt, they were in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Brian Allen got hurt, they're in some trouble.
They're in some trouble.
And now we see Matthew Stafford out there tonight. And, Chris, like, this feels like one of those games where I hate to put it any other way, where he could get his clock cleaned, you know? And for me, as much as I struggle to fully believe in the 49ers, or for that matter, anybody else in the NFC besides the Bucs, even after what happened last night, I still look at this and think the Rams, like, this has the feeling to me of a game that could get away from the Rams. I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Garoppolo's going to light them up all over the place, but it feels like a game where the Rams could get beat up a little bit offensively. And if that's the case, you know, I could see a fumble strip sack kind of a thing. I could see a couple of turnovers turning into points for the 49ers. And I think the only reason for that is I don't know what to trust about the Rams right now, considering all of their injuries and the Matthew Stafford always lingering injury situation.
Well, here's the thing. If it weren't for the 49ers turning the ball over three times against the Denver Broncos, you're probably talking about a different result on Sunday Night Football last week. So
yeah,
that's the first thing that the Rams are going to have to do, continue to keep the turnover woes for the 49ers present. And that means that that defensive front led by Aaron Donald is going to have to be disruptive against that offensive line. Now, without Trent Williams, that's a strong possibility. And I could certainly see them taking advantage of some matchups that are favorable on the defensive front. But that being said, I don't know that the Rams are going to be that explosive on the offensive end based on what we've seen from that 49ers defense, Carlin. They got playmakers on all three levels, man. They got Nicky Bosa up front. They got Fred Warner. And then they got this kid, Hufanga, that safety, number 20 line, that's running around looking like Troy Polamalu. I think Polamalu is one of his mentors. Hey, listen, man, this 49ers defense can fly around and make it happen. So I don't know that we're going to see the explosive offense that we're accustomed to. And you just outlined the issues that the Rams themselves have on the offensive line. I think this could be a low-scoring affair. This could be a bit of a slog. And I would lean toward trusting the 49ers more because they've shown the ability to consistently run the football.
Yeah, I do think at some point here, what we clearly did not see last week, that Garoppolo actually has to still show that he can play. Like, I'm one of the guys that felt like their chances were going to be better with Garoppolo than with Trey Lance, just simply out of Lance not playing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that so far.
No.
You know, Garoppolo.
I'm not impressed with him stepping in and beating the Seattle Seahawks. That doesn't move me at all. And the offense just didn't look like it was clicking his first time out. Now, we'll see. Second week with Kyle Shanahan being able to script the game plan around what Jimmy Garoppolo does best as opposed to Trey Lance. So maybe there's some more wrinkles in there. Maybe there's other ways to get Deebo Samuel involved, George Kittle involved, more explosives with Brandon Ayuk. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because against the Los Angeles Rams, Kyle Shanahan has earned it, Carlin. You're talking about Kyle Shanahan taking Sean McVay to the woodshed six of the last seven times they've played. Think about that. We've beat them six of the last seven times they played. The only time that the Rams won was when they really needed to win in the NFC Championship game. And had it not been for a Jaquiski Tart dropped interception late in the second half, we could be talking about the 49ers going to the Super Bowl last year instead of the Rams. So I'm simply saying this. This is one of those games that, for me, if the Rams lose this game, then I think there could be a good chance that this team is on the outside looking in when we start talking about the playoff picture.
Well, you thought that at the beginning of the year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this would confirm that.
The Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Look, I'm not there yet, and the reason I'm not there is the reason I'm not there on most NFC teams being out of it completely is that the conference is just not that good. There's not much that I look at and say they are. I mean, even the other day, Chris, we sat here and said the Lockadini of all Lockadinis is the Tampa Bay Bucs winning the NFC South. I still feel like that's the case.
That's going to happen.
But I'm not going to lie. Percentages dropped a little bit in my head. And I'm not saying
Atlanta.
I can't even bring myself to do it, but it's like, you're going to go and get embarrassed like that last night on your home field? That's going to happen? Come on.
Yeah, I think that's more of the Chiefs being really, really good.
I'm sure
good,
it was.
And the Chiefs having, there was a little built up something from the Chiefs going back
from
to
the week
bus.
Before.
Well, not even from the week before, Carlos.
From the Super Bowl?
From the Super Bowl. Like, think about it. It was in Raymond James Stadium where they got blasted. Like, there was a little something there. And then coming off of a loss and Andy Reid challenging the offensive line. Like, I can understand. It was the perfect confluence of events that led to the Chiefs having a little extra motivation going into that game. Not to mention, the Bucs had been displaced all week because of the hurricane. They were in Miami. They weren't in Tampa at their facility. So we got to – I'm just saying –
But you're giving up 41 when you're giving up less than 10 points a game in the first three.
And here's what I will tell you. If the Bucs matched up against the Rams or the 49ers, you would have the Bucs favored today.
I would.
There you go.
I would.
There you go.
No, but
there you go.
But that's the point about the NFC. I feel the strongest about them. And the reason, like, if I put the Bucs in the AFC,
no.
I might still be wondering if the Bucs are going to make the playoffs.
No. But, I mean, there are two things that are certain to me. The Eagles will be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Bucs will be in the playoffs. Those two
things certain to me? The Eagles, because they're good.
They're good.
The Bucs, because everybody else is a lot worse.
Yes. And you'll take your chances with Tom Brady at the end of the regular season getting into the postseason.
That's what I'm curious about. Does anybody else feel like anyone in the NFC is on the Eagles level right now?
I'm going to sit here and say this. I don't think the Packers are a lock to win the NFC North, and I don't think the Rams, the 49ers, are a lock to win the NFC West. I just don't. I don't see it that way. I don't.
Listen, I'm with you. I can't see any of it as locks right now.
Yeah.
Because of pedigree mainly, I believe in the Rams, but that's about it.
I don't.
That's about it.
I don't.
Because the injuries have just absolutely hammered them up front.
And listen, Super Bowl winners have missed the playoffs three times in the last 10 years. I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibility that the Rams could miss the playoffs with a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover out in L.A.
This Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit Progressive.com. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. And by the way, starting today, you can watch us live on the ESPN app. Just open it up, click watch on the bottom of the screen. Bang, we're right there. You get to see our two mugs right in front of you.
More of a statement game for the Rams or the 49ers tonight?
I think it's more of a statement game for the 49ers.
For the 49ers,
yes. And the reason is they have to prove that they're a good team. That might sound weird.
That does sound weird.
And it sounds weird, but look at how they have played so far. Is there anything that you would term about how the 49ers have played so far this year at just 1-2 as inspiring confidence in what's going on? It's certainly inspiring confidence in the quarterback situation. And it's going to make you feel like, even though, you know, they've only given up a handful of points, that if we're in a similar situation to what Aaron Rodgers is talking about, like, we can't win consistently asking our defense to do this. I kind of feel like the 49ers are in a similar situation.
49ers have won a hell of a lot more playoff games the last 3 years than the Green Bay Packers.
I know, but I'm talking about just continuing to ask their defense to do it when their offense does not produce enough with Garoppolo.
Fair.
So I think from a statement standpoint, I can even, you know, micro-size it down even further to the 49ers offense.
Yeah.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN Plus. We have to give props. Well, I mean, to ourselves, really.
Yeah.
And one guy overseas who did a heck of a job yesterday.
Mm.
So we're going to give props next on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Now, this doesn't replace the double doink from the Eagles-Bears playoff game a few years ago now, does it?
I don't think it replaces it because that's a playoff game.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the one that makes it hurt more for Will Lutz is that he nailed the 60-yarder earlier in the game, and 1 yard difference made all the difference in terms of them being able to get it into overtime. That was tough.
That was very tough.
That was tough.
I mean, honestly, it looked like it was good.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, it was impressive the way he drilled that ball. The first one and the second one, because really, truly, distance was never a concern.
It wasn't. That thing would have been good from 65. It just hooked a little bit on him.
Well, that was Paul Allen, the Vikings radio network. What a catch, or what a kick yesterday. Almost for Will Lutz, but...
Red Rifle played well, too, yesterday.
He does.
Andy Dalton.
He did. Yeah, he did. I give them credit, and I have to tell you know who didn't play well? Vikings defense stinks.
They're bad.
Oh, my God.
They're bad.
They're letting them go right down the field on them, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding. Vikings had a couple of opportunities to just take complete control of that game, and they didn't.
You know the other thing that I still can't understand, Carlin?
Mm.
When Taysom Hill is in at quarterback, you know what's coming.
Yes.
You know what's coming. I don't understand. He's in at quarterback, and you know what's coming, and you still can't stop him. He runs that quarterback power for a touchdown again. Like, Taysom Hill is in to run this play.
That's when it's got to be most demoralizing for a defense, when you know what is coming, and you cannot do a thing about
it. Yeah, especially running the football. Worst feeling in football is when they're running it, you know they're running it, and you can't stop it.
All right, you ready to give some props?
Let's do it.
First of all, I give props to me.
Ooh, glorify Carlin, the bald mamba. Glorify him. Glorify him.
Kentucky plus 7. Cha-ching.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, with the Rutgers, 39.5, right?
I told you.
You covered 39. That half a point.
Win is a win.
That half a point was scary as hell, wasn't it? My goodness.
A win is a
Good
win.
Good job, my friend.
I'm sure there were other people who weren't too thrilled with the fake punt at that point either.
I am sure.
But we were right on that. And then our Pick'em Challenge, not a great weekend. We went 1-1-1. The Ravens game pushed with the Bills. The Ravens were getting 3 points in that game.
Yep.
The Buccaneers, I hate to say it, your instincts were bad on that one. I mean,
no, but
I didn't take into account that they were going to be on a little revenge tour.
No. Don't start here sitting here blaming me. It was a group decision. We came to this. It was a partnership.
What pushed
you over the edge was KJM deciding they were going with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But you were leaning Chiefs, and I was going to go with your lean because I didn't have a strong feeling about that game. But then you got the KJM report, and they were going with the Chiefs, so you wanted to go the other way.
I mean,
really, your instincts were bad, not mine.
Were my instincts bad?
Yeah, because
really?
I was going to go along with you.
But were my instincts bad to
yes,
go against
they were.
KJM? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right.
So we went 1-1-1. We won the Eagles game -6.5.
Yeah.
So you were right about that one because
yeah.
I thought that would be a tight one too.
Yeah.
And they did end up covering in the end. On the Bears and Cowboys games, we had the Bears to win +3. We lost that game. And then the Cowboys you talk about Lockadinis.
Yeah, that was
they're playing a little tight.
They're playing Carson Wentz.
Little snug in the first half.
But it's Carson Wentz. You know that horse is going to come around at some point.
And I would also point out, can Micah Parsons get it going a little bit? Because this is two games without a sack.
Yeah, ever since we put out that MVP thing, it hadn't worked out.
You missed it, we collectively as a show have decided that we are going to play Micah Parsons to win the NFL MVP this year because the numbers that we got were like 200 to 300 to 1.
Yeah.
And so we put some money down collectively as a show, myself, Canty, Evan Wilner, Ryan Matlack, Liam Chapman. We're all involved. And since he doesn't have a sack, we did that. So a little help here. 4-2 games and none since. Micah, wake up. Wake up. Time to go to work.
That's it.
All right. Monday Night Football props. Let's go. Jimmy G. Over, under, 225.5 passing yards.
I'm going over, man. I'm going over. Jimmy G finds a way to light up that secondary for the Rams. That might be the area of their defense that could use a little bit of help. They got some young guys back there. Don't fully trust it. Not sure that they're going to be able to move the ball on the ground the way that they're accustomed to. So I think Jimmy G has a big day throwing the football, leaning on Deebo, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle. Jimmy G over 225.5.
That is -111 at Caesars Sportsbook.
Okay.
Under is -123. I would kind of lean that way. What about Matthew Stafford over under 35.5 pass attempts?
Ooh, Matt Stafford under. I am going to go. I'm going to actually go over on that one.
So you got him throwing it 36 times or more.
Yeah, I'm going to go over on that one.
-104.
Yeah,
Caesar Sportsbook.
I'm going over.
I will also go over on that one because when in doubt, bet Stafford to throw the ball more.
Yeah.
Jimmy G, anytime interception.
No, he doesn't throw a pick tonight.
Wow, really?
No.
+100?
No, he doesn't throw a pick tonight.
Ooh, yes is +100. No is -137. I kind of think he might. Matthew Stafford, anytime interception.
I'm going to go, yes, Stafford throws a pick.
Yep, that's favored at -137. I would be on board with that.
Yeah.
And then here's a really tricky one. It is and it isn't. Cooper Kupp over under 8.5 receptions.
Over. Over.
And you didn't even blink.
No, Cooper Kupp has had 9 catches or more in 13 out of his last 20 games. I'm going over.
Okay. Now, here's the other part about it. Look at that. Caesars had a little boost on there, okay? It was Cooper Kupp over 9.5 receptions and scoring a touchdown at +350. Is that getting greedy?
That is getting greedy.
Cooper Kupp scoring a touchdown is not exactly a stretch.
That's getting greedy. But, I mean, yeah, if they get down in the red zone, who you think they're going to? So.
Yeah. I mean, over 8.5 receptions is +112, but saying that he's going to catch 10 balls tonight – and a touchdown is +350. I think that's tempting fate too much.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way,
just take the layup. Just take the layup.
And here's the good news. None of these are our actual plays for tonight.
Yeah.
That's where you need to pay attention and get your money because we are 2 for our last 2.
Yeah, I mean, on that one with Cooper Kupp, take the layup. Don't be like Ben Simmons and pass up a dunk for a three-pointer. Just saying.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Our play of the night is coming up in just moments. Up next, though, we had our top 5 earlier of things that we saw in the NFL yesterday. Next, Canty with the bottom 5. And the bottom 5 includes somebody that you would never expect Canty to have in the bottom 5. That's next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We had the top five earlier. Oh, you know what that means.
Here's Canty with the bottom five.
Fat fingers.
Yeah, you fat-handed it again. You didn't do that with your intro, but you did it with mine. Well, it's very selfish of you, bald mama.
No, here's what
happened. This is the Kobe in you coming out.
Here's what happened. I hit the button, and I didn't hear it immediately, so I didn't trust it. So
Hold on. Hold on. Just listen to that. The NFL music. Just respect the NFL music, okay? And respect the bottom five when I go dumpster dive, okay? I'm not as petty as you, but I do have a little petty LaBelle in me, okay?
Listen.
Little Petty LaBelle.
Petty's more fun.
There you go. Let's do it.
Number five.
Matt Eberflus and the Chicago Bears couldn't stop Daniel Jones from running the football. Now, Carla, correct me if I'm wrong. Matt Eberflus, head coach of the Chicago Bears, but he was the defensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts, right?
Like accurate.
That's the side of the ball that he identifies with. That's how he came up in the National Football League coaching. So you would think that his football acumen would be oriented toward being able to stop people, right?
In theory, sure.
Okay. So Daniel Jones had 6 carries for 68 yards on 2 running plays. Would you like to know what those 2 running plays are?
Yeah.
The zone read and the quarterback bootleg. They didn't figure it out until 3 minutes and 35 seconds left in the third quarter. That's when Brisker, their young safety, came up on the line of scrimmage and knocked Daniel Jones out of the game. But by that point, the Giants already had all the points that they had needed to win the game. And here's the crazy thing, Carlin. Here's the kicker of all of it. Daniel Jones only threw the ball 13 times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as if the Bears are defending against the pass and Daniel Jones is just taking off and running it. These are designed quarterback runs. And they're just like, listen, man, we're almost through the third quarter, and he ain't thrown one of these passes on one of these quarterback design runs. At some point, you have to realize he ain't going to throw the ball. They got him running this thing because that's the way they think they need to move the ball. Carlin, 13 passes. The Giants had 70 net yards of passing and won that game yesterday in MetLife Stadium. An ugly football game. But if you're the defensive-minded head coach, how in the world do you let that happen? Where the opposing quarterback could get 68 yards rushing on 6 plays.
And his name's not Lamar Jackson.
And he's not Lamar Jackson. Yeah. This is Daniel Jones.
Exactly.
This is Daniel Jones. So that was pretty bad. That's number five. Keeping it moving.
Number four.
The Lamar Jackson gaffe at the end of the game against the Bills. Last two Ravens possessions ended in picks, the latter being the worst of the two. Tie score, 4th and goal. With 4 minutes left from the own 2-yard line, Lamar throws the pick to Jordan Poyer in the end zone. Now, we talked about this before. If Lamar sees that it's not there, if he throws it out of the back of the end zone, the Buffalo Bills get the ball on the 2-yard line. And they have to drive, 60 yards? 65 yards to get in the field goal range? You have a much better chance at being able to get a stop. And here's the thing. It's not a 4-down game at that point because it's still tied. If you get them into a 4th down situation, they're probably going to punt the ball away if they're not in field goal range. So Lamar, by virtue of not throwing that ball out of the end zone and gifting the Bills the ball at the 20-yard line, gave them enough room to operate, obviously a shorter distance that they had to drive in order to get in the field goal range. A bad look for a guy that I said was the front runner for MVP coming into week four.
Yeah, not good. Never would have expected Lamar in the bottom five, but here we are.
Yeah, not great, Bob. Keep it a pushing. Let's go.
Number three.
Clear that they don't work the wet ball drill in Jacksonville, right? I mean, it's clear. I mean, it was an absolute monsoon.
Oh my God!
At the link yesterday in Philly, but four fumbles lost, Carlin, including the one on the last possession where you had an opportunity because your defense got a turnover on downs. You had an opportunity to drive the ball down the field and tie the game with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, push it into overtime. But on the very next play, after your defense gets the ball back for you, it ends in a strip sack. Hassan Reddick strips it from Trevor Lawrence. Javon Hargrave picks it up. Game, set, match. The Eagles end up winning that game. Overall, four fumbles lost by Trevor Lawrence, including one lost on a quarterback sneak. I don't even know how that happens, but he lost one on a quarterback sneak.
He never handled it. It came up with a snap, and he never even handled it.
It was absolutely terrible. And then on top of that, he throws an interception. You're not going to win games in the National Football League if your quarterback turns the ball over five times.
No.
Joe Burrow came close earlier in the season. He came close.
That's because he was playing a really bad football team.
Wow. There you go, taking shots at your boys. All right, number two, let's go.
Number two.
The Lions of Detroit scored 45 points on Sunday. Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Only problem is they gave up 48 points, along with 555 total yards of offense to the Geno Smith-led Seattle Seahawks. Seattle didn't punt in the game. The entire game, Seattle didn't punt. Punter took the day off. He didn't even need to be on active roster that day. They could have gave him the day off. Seattle did not punt the football. They were 9-12 on third downs. Detroit's defense is dead last in yards and points through 4 weeks, Carlin. Now, my former teammate, defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn, he needs to figure it out. I get that he played in the Big 12 when he was in college. His defense looks like a Big 12 defense. They need to resemble an NFL defense. It's pretty bad.
What about scoring points? They're only number one in the league.
Yeah. They've scored 140 points and given up 141, and they're 1-3. The enigma that is the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
Yeah. But they're not number one on the list, Carlin.
No,
oh, no,
no, no, no.
Oh, no.
No.
Number one.
Not to be outdone by the Lions' poorest defense. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. That was Hall of Shame worthy on Sunday night. Now, listen, everybody's going to say, well, Detroit's defense gave up 41 points. If Pat Mahomes wanted to put up 50 points last night, Carlin, he could have. They took their foot off the gas. And how do I know that? Carlin, Pat Mahomes, in that offense, they threw five passes total in the fourth quarter of that game. Five!
They were just running
the football to get the game over with. And, yeah, the Chiefs punted. I get it. The Lions defense didn't force a punt, but the Bucs defense did force a punt with 50 seconds left to go in the game.
It was actually like watching them physically coast. And then, oh, we didn't hit the gas? Okay.
Carlin, to put it into further perspective, the Bucs defense was so bad last night, and the score was so one-sided, it led to Tom Brady breaking his previous streak of consecutive passes thrown in a football game. I stopped counting over 25. Carlin, think about that. This man has played football in the NFL for 23 years, and his defense was so bad last night that he broke a streak where he had to throw over 25 consecutive passes.
I think at one point, it's still late in the third quarter, Leonard Fournette had 3 carries for minus 3 yards.
Yes, that was real. I mean, listen. Kansas City was up by as many as 21 in that game. I think it was 38-17.
Yeah.
And it was never that close.
Never.
The game was never that close. Never. Never in doubt.
Nope.
Kansas City Chiefs offense was a knife through hot butter going up against that Bucs defense. It was bad. It was the worst. That's why it's number one. It was the worst thing I saw in week four in the National Football League. I don't know why Todd Bowles doesn't realize this, but Pat Mahomes is surgical against the blitz. You do know that he has the highest quarterback rating, the highest QBR in the history of the metric when tracking quarterback QBR against the blitz. Why do you insist on continuing to blitz Pat Mahomes? It's not going to work. And it didn't work.
I wish I could tell you.
There was no answers.
He
had no answers. Yeah, it was bad.
None. Can't
tell. That's the bottom five.
I was absolutely blown away by just how awful they were. And the thing is, every time the Bucks scored, you knew the Chiefs were just going to come back and score again.
They couldn't stop them.
A 3-4 score game.
They couldn't stop them.
It's bad. I couldn't get over it. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN Plus. Listen, 2 for 2 on our last two parlays in primetime football. That should tell you we got a chance to make some money. And what do you know? We got a chance to make some money tonight. Canty and Carlin is presented by our friends at Progressive Insurance. Did you know Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable? Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So your play of the night is on the way, and the dreaded vote of confidence from the number one overall pick. Uh-oh. It's next on ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Well, I have to give DK Metcalf credit. It was an awkward moment, but he understood the situation. So, Metcalf in the game last night, in the Seahawks game against the Lions in Detroit, had one of those moments where you need to get somewhere in a hurry, the Lamar Jackson moment, if you will, where he needed to get to the bathroom in a hurry.
Yes.
And this was, I don't know, honestly, that in this moment I would have thought smart enough to do the right thing here. He opted to get the cart ride off.
Yes.
So that he was just sitting on the cart as opposed to, like, trying to run off.
Yeah, and, that's dicey.
Leaving that to chance, shall we say.
That is a huge risk.
Wow. But I
don't know what the analytics say about that, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't going to work out.
I don't know that John Harbaugh would have gone for that.
I don't think you go for that one. I think you play it safe and you use the cart.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do.
Wait, has anybody ever been carted off or something like that before to go to the bathroom?
I'm sure that there's had to be somebody.
And what's the conversation with the guy driving the cart? Hey, listen, I need you to drive me back. Why? We got a situation.
I'm sure he told him. He had fun with it on social media after the game. He was like, "Yeah, had to make sure he clenched them cheeks."
Clenched cheek walk wasn't going to work.
But I was just like this. If you got to tell the guy that's driving the cart, let's keep it as a smooth ride, no bumps, no jerks, no abrupt stops. You know, it's just, it has to be a smooth ride to make sure that you get to where you need to get to in time, so there's not a mess, so to speak.
I'm
not mad at him for it.
It's a king move. Brilliant.
It's a boss move. He's like, I need the cart to take me to the bathroom because I can't walk and sit there and make it.
It's brilliant. And he knew himself, and he knew the situation.
Yeah.
And
that's a heads-up football player right there.
Yeah, he knew what to trust, and he knew what not to trust.
Exactly.
It's the most I can ever relate to an NFL player because I've had that drive home from work. You get off the highway, and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I'm glad DK Metcalf made it. That was a win.
I'm tempted to not even talk about it because I don't want to tempt fate. Like, I'm a karma guy.
Yeah.
And if I sit here and say, well, I don't know when it happened, if it ever happened last or whatever, it's going to happen.
I'm glad that he opted for the cart and not the blue tent.
Yes.
The blue tent is messy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad he went with the cart and not the blue tent.
You don't want to be the next guy going into the blue tent.
I'm telling you.
Money time. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. On the ESPN app, you can watch us right there on the ESPN app. All you do is open it up. You click watch on the bottom of the screen. Bang. There we are. You get to see it, and you get to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, that's all you can ever ask for.
That's it.
It's really all you can ever ask for. So, with all of that in mind, I want to remind you that we have hit on two consecutive primetime football parlays.
Yes.
Last Monday night, and then again on Thursday night. So that brings us to our play of the night.
And we're going to keep the streak alive.
Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
It's Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
All right, so here's the deal. Once again, we go parlay because you don't change things up when things are going poor, or things are going well, unless, you know, Cooper Rush is your quarterback and Dak Prescott's ready to come back. That's the only time you change it up. So here's what we're doing. We have got the 49ers tonight minus two.
I like it.
Well, you better. I mean, you were involved in this.
That's right.
This
was a collective discussion. I was a part of the creative process. Well, you were blaming me for some of our misses. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you acknowledge that it's both of us. This is a collective.
It is a collective thing.
Yes.
It's just, you know, my name on the billboard, so
yeah,
somebody's
right.
Taking the hits. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but I just can't stay. I can't work with you blaming things on me when they don't go right all the time.
View's pretty good from the cheap seats over there.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. All right, so wow. Here we go. 49ers minus two.
Yeah.
Tying it in with Cooper Kupp over 8.5 receptions.
That's free money.
Really?
The Kupp
Do you
one
feel
is free
better
money.
About the Kupp one? Than you did T. Higgins the other day at over 5.5.
Yes, much better.
Okay. And then finally, and this is a doozy, Matthew Stafford over 2.5 rushing yards.
That's it, baby. Let's go. I got it. Couple of scrambles, Matt Stafford.
So, once again, 49ers minus two.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Kupp over 8.5 catches.
Yep.
Matthew Stafford over 2.5 rushing yards.
Which part of the parlay gives you the most angst?
Honestly, Matthew Stafford.
The Matthew Stafford over 2.5 yards rushing?
A little bit.
Oh, come on,
because,
man.
You know why? Because there's a reason that number's 2.5 yards.
I understand. I get it. I understand where you're coming from.
So this three-leg parlay on Caesar Sportsbook is going to pay plus 650.
Ooh, so if you put 50 nifty. Bucks down, you get 325 back.
Bingo.
Nice.
Which we are doing.
That's lunch and dinner for the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, listen, we're not getting cheated. Jump on board. Join us tonight.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and Out.
Hey, Phoenix Suns lost their preseason opener at home. Listen, it's going to happen. 134-124, the final on Sunday night. Problem was, they lost to the Adelaide 36ers.
Who?
The Adelaide 36ers out of Australia's National Basketball League. Oh, my God.
The 36ers?
The 36ers.
Not the 76ers.
No.
The 36ers. Okay, and this is the Australia basketball team.
Apparently, the 36ers.
Did Ben Simmons have anything to do with this? I'm just curious.
Well, I think the 36ers is actually named after him in 36% shooting.
Oh, got it. His free throw percentage.
Yeah.
Got it.
Atlanta Braves sweeping the Mets over the weekend. DeGrom and Scherzer smacked around.
Ouch. Oof. I mean, they gift wrapped the NL East to the Atlanta Braves, and that's a team that didn't need that gift wrap. Because they're the reigning defending world champions.
Yeah, Braves' magic number now 1 to clinch their 5th straight division title.
You think that's going to happen?
Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, Lacadini.
And then one game we did not get to was a battle of the Heisman Trophy winners. Kyler Murray, 2 passing touchdowns. And, of course, Baker Mayfield didn't. And the Panthers. The Cardinals beat the Panthers yesterday. Let's listen to Matt Rhule real quick on Baker Mayfield.
I think Baker's our quarterback. You know, we have to you know, continue to find ways to help him, and then help the other guys. You know, Sam's not cleared right now. You know, and you know, we're just going to keep trying to get better.
Because Baker Mayfield,
I think he's our quarterback.
Sam can't play right now, but I think he's our quarterback.
I think he's our quarterback.
Boy, how about
Boy, that is not a vote of confidence, my friend.
The Baker Mayfield betting on himself isn't exactly turning out to the Aaron Judge season, is it?
No, I'm pretty sure he wished he kept that $19 million that the Cleveland Browns were supposed to pay him.
How about this number? Panthers now 1-26 under Rule when the opponent scores at least 17 points, including 24 losses in a row. Mm.
Baker Mayfield, 31st in completion percentage in the NFL. Ouch.
There are how many teams? 32? Ah, okay.
Canty and Carlin, weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.